guarantee was imprinted in us throughout the generations of our entire ancient history. Abraham founded the nation based on our Arvut. Moses didn't see a future without the Arvut. Rabbi Akiva founded the principle of love thy friend as thyself. The foundation principle of Arvut. Our entire glorious yet complex history is a history of going back to the mutual guarantee. We came back to the land of Israel. We built the country and fought for it. We had children. We made the way back home. We made the way back to the mutual guarantee, which is a guarantee to our life, our security, and our unity. Today, we must give birth to it once more, and not only for ourselves, not only for Israel, but for the whole world. Dear friends, beloved friends, the heart is exploding here, and I want to invite all our representatives from Modi'in, Ra'anana, Tel Aviv, center of Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, Elad, Galil Golan, Rehovot, Ashkelon, Netanya, Be'er Sheva, Jerusalem, and the virtual group, Haifa, Petach Tikva, Afula, North Tel Aviv, Nahariya, Revadim, Bikat Ono, Kiryat Gat, Kochav Yair, Alfei Menashe, Migdal HaEmek, Arad, Tiberia, Mitzpe Ramon, Arava, Azuz, Be'er Milka, Kiryat Motzkin, Yokneam, Kiryat Tivon, Zichron Yaakov, Hadera. I want to tell you that we are here in the what's called the buildings of the nation, the towers of the nation, and we are the nation. And the time is so special, and I want to say that I am so happy to be born in a generation when it's permitted to publicize the wisdom of truth. Such a unique sensation to have all my family here all together. A lot of love to everyone. My excitement of seeing and feeling all of you here is really making my heart pound. The path to Arvut permeates our hearts, and from there it has to go out to the nation and out to the whole world. So only with love and togetherness. L'chaim, friends. I was asked to go on stage and speak about what is mutual guarantee for me. In the tent cities, I found a person who is not studying with us, and he heard a little bit about mutual guarantee, and he asked me, who are the people who want it? Show me the people who want Arvut. And I got no words to explain what is mutual guarantee, but I'm right here with you. The whole world is with us, and we all want to find it together. Hello, I am from the Jerusalem group. Recently, I'm working on spreading the Arvut in Jerusalem, and everyone I talk to connects to this, and I feel that we can all rise above this kind of barrier, just like I'm standing here in front of all of you So if we can connect and feel better together, then we can bring the people a chance for a better future. L'chaim, friends. Good evening, everyone, and happy holiday. I'm from Chulon, and I was also asked to talk about the same topic we are all here for, the topic of Arvut. I'm very excited. I'm sure you're all excited with me. A month and a half ago, we started feeling in practice what we're hearing about and learning about for thousands of years from Kabbalists, and now we have the true opportunity to go out with it to the people, to the whole world. We can feel it in the round tables, meetings that we have, on the streets, on the internet. We all feel our Arvut, mutual guarantee, coming from everyone. In many different words, it doesn't matter how mutual guarantee became a term that is mentioned by so many people, and they express it in so many ways. So let's take this mutual power of our gathering here, those who are here physically, those who are watching us at home, let's have this inner hug, and only that way we can go out of this hall into the entire world and give everyone this sense of our Arvut with us. L'chaim. Good evening. From Zichron. Since the protest, this awakening of the nation started against the indifference, it permeated our hearts. And something happened, an awakening happened in every one of us against our indifference to others, against the way we have to change our reality. I think we've come together here in order to unite even stronger, so that we can then each work in our places as independent, mature organs of this body called Israel. Every friend has to operate his cell towards the body he is in and start unifying the people under one feeling and one desire, so to the unity of Israel. Let's do it together. My name is Niv from Petach Tikva, and with us are all of those who are connected to us on TV, on the internet, feeling the same thing. And if we want to summarize this sensation of our Arvut, then there's this feeling that to me is really it, and it's this sense of shoulder to shoulder. We just watched the event we took part in, and one of the things I remember most is this feeling of being shoulder to shoulder together. When we feel that, there's confidence, there's power, and we can and we are and we should feel this thing together. And one more thing that characterizes this sensation is just a sense of love, or falling in love. Seeing people talking with open heart, face to face. Thinking back at the recent events we had where we met and spoke to so many people of so many backgrounds, talking to each other with open hearts, and I looked at them and they looked at me, and I thought, just, I didn't even know how I feel towards them, how I'm connected to them, how I love them, and how I love all of you for being together and doing this action together for the world, for the people, for Israel, and for even more of that. Let's invite to the stage together, because only together we can invite in Rav Lightman. This is for everyone, not for me. Always when I need to appear in front of people, instead of the wisdom, I don't know what to say. And I remember this moment that was about 30 years ago. It was also towards the holidays in the fall, when I walked with Rabash, and I was very concerned about what will I say to new people who are going to come to study with us. And I asked, what will I tell them? And he said, you have to talk to them about connection, about arvut, mutual guarantee, which is our whole foundation, which is the whole practical Kabbalah that appears in the group, only in the group. It can't appear in one person. It has to be at least two people, and the more powerful it is. And this is what you have to tell them, he said, that we are like cogwheels in a single machine, like Baal HaSulam says, and we have to be connected, and only through the connection between us we attain that power of unity between us, which is the revelation of the Creator to the creature. And that's what we need to tell them. And then he set and wrote this first note that became the first social article that we have founded here, came here to found the new society, and so on. So we are now really at the beginning of disclosing the power of Arvut to Israel and the whole world. We really came to this moment, and I'm very moved by it, as you see, because it's really such a huge thing. Thousands of Kabbalists are standing behind us. They wrote about this time. And who are we to realize this? But this is what's happening. This day has come, and the world is seeing that it's in a desperate state from day to day. They still don't know what is the cure and what they need, but this is up to us to discover that between us and show the world the example that only the power of connection, the power of the spirit of mutual guarantee saves us, and not only saves us from the troubles in this world, but raises us to the higher level, to the higher world. We should see all the events happening, all the situations we go through today, as an invitation, a clarion, as an assisting force that helps us go out of corporeality and attain spirituality and eternity, which is right in front of us. And looking at all this, we can see that we are truly in the opening of a new year, and year of mutual guarantee. So let's have the best year possible. Thank you all. Friends, beloved ones, brothers, sisters, we're moving on to the lecture. Let's just make sure right now that our cell phones are completely turned off. Take them out of the pockets and make sure. Rav says, I think there's an echo. Okay, let's turn off the last cell phones that are still on. So, we will start. We think that the Arvut is something, you know, that is some coincidence that just happened, and that it's just a part of what's happening recently here, and it's completely not a coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence, and especially not what's happening right now in our time. The Arvut is the principle of Kabbalah. It's not something among the rest. It is the main thing, because we learn that the Creator created one desire and filled it up with light. That state was called Malchut of Ein Sof. In that desire are its pieces, the different varied desires with many different qualities and reshimot, and they are connected as one, as we learn in Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah and the Study of the Ten Sefirot, that the connection between these pieces is by the light. It is by the power of the light that keeps all of those pieces completely unified in mutual guarantee. And that in that state, we're all as one body. But in order to recognize that state, those pieces that are unified by the light, by this governance from above, this higher force, they have to first come to an opposite situation where they are divided, dispersed, remote from each other, which is called hating each other, feeling opposite to each other, and from that broken, horrible state that is really opposite to the state of Ein Sof, infinity, from that point they have to find the need to come back to the state of unity and love and connection, and they have to build that state by themselves. So if we want to somehow draw it, then there is the state called the world of Ein Sof, where everyone is connected, and then we go through a world of breaking. From that breaking, we fall to our state here called this world. And from this world, after we go through many processes here and the whole process of our evolution, we then come to our point in time, and from our point in time, we begin to climb back up to the state of Ein Sof. And this is called the time of correction. And we are here at the exit to the process of correction. This is the unique point of our time, and this is really the call of the time. So, when we look at the entire process that we've been through in our world, then we learn from our history that the first time the need for our avud appeared was in ancient Babylon, where one of the Babylonian priests was called Abraham. He discovered that the ego erupted between people, and that was represented as the dispersion of languages and the attempt to build a tower that reaches the skies and so on. And all of that happened not for no reason, but because of a special principle rooted in nature, where we have to go through a crisis, and then from that crisis we come to correction. Then he began to publicize it and spread it, and those who wanted to come to the level of Arvut, to be connected as cogwheels, followed him, and they became the people of Israel. And they attained that second nature. And each time their egoistic desire grew more and more, and that helped them unite more and more. And in the egoistic desire between them, they already saw it as help made against themselves, and they went on to attain the mutual guarantee between them in a more powerful way each time. And then they reached the state of Egypt, and then when they carried out the law of mutual guarantee there, they had to receive the special instruction called Torah, and that was under a clear condition of uniting as one man in one heart, by love thy friend as thyself. And the condition there was receiving the Torah on the condition of mutual guarantee. And the Torah means the special force that allows keeping the Arvut. Eventually, it's the means, it's the way in which to reach Arvut. And that group agreed to do it, and they grew to what is said to be about 3 million people. And then the whole process they went through is a process of finding the law of Arvut between them. And every time there were troubles and problems, that it's called the time of the desert, when more and more problems appear, the will to receive prevails, and then their connection prevails, and again, step after step, degree by degree, they go through all these phases called 248 steps or degrees of the desert, or building the Galgalta Enaim in our Kli. Altogether, our Kli is divided into 248 and 365, which is called a Chap. And then, in the desert, they have corrected Galgalta Enaim, these desires, and then, as they entered the land of Israel, they also corrected the vessels of Galgalta of Achap. And that's how they reached a state of a complete Kli, which is 10 Sefirot. And then they reached a spiritual height of connection between them, which is called Mochin of Chaya. So they attained this degree called Mochin of Chaya, which is also called the First Temple. And they had it, but then the will to receive grew further and further, and they were broken and they fell after 70 years of exile in Babylon, they once again built the level of the second temple. And that was the level of Neshama, the light of Neshama. And then the ego erupted to the point that they completely lost their degree of Arvut. And then they started this exile. And this was known. Kabbalists knew about it. Jacob wanted to tell it to his sons and so on. Rabbi Akiva was happy about this process. Why? Because this entire process basically was required in order for them to then be ready for integration with the rest of the people of Babel. Because from Babel, only a small group emerged, and that small group basically prepared itself through this whole process. And according to their direction, they are called Yeshael, Israel, towards love, mutual bestowal, which is the quality of the Creator, love and bestowal. And all the rest of the Babylonians, in the meantime, scattered around the entire globe, and to this day, we're seeing that now it is 7 billion people. And as the ego in them finished its growth, and if we look at the entire human history, then we can look at it as the evolution of our ego. And then we can see very interesting results, how we evolved, how we reached various states where each time our desire, our ego grew more and more and more, until in our time it reached a saturation. And that means it erupts in all kinds of ways of problems and crises and so on. And historians look at it as things that happen in our world, but we see it as the evolution of the ego, because with looking at the evolution of egoism, I can know in advance what will happen, how will humanity evolve, and in what parts of the world what will happen, and so on. This is basically how Kabbalists knew about what happened and what will happen until our time. And they said that from the end of the 20th century, Baal HaSulam says 1995, and even before him, they said that from 1995, humanity comes to a mature, ripe state, meaning that the ego finished its growth. It reached a point where it stops growing in height, and it starts growing in quality. And this kind of growth is a growth towards connection. It simply appears in our world, this power of connection, this power of bestowal. And this is where we feel ourselves shattered. Because before that, we always went along with our ego, and we felt okay with it because we evolved as a result of the change in our reshimot, our recollections, that required more prosperity, more development technologically, socially, family, in family life, in our economy, in our financial system, education, and so on. And we grew in that manner, and all of a sudden we stopped feeling that we are advancing. Suddenly we don't see that our children will have a better world. It's not even worthwhile having children. What world will they be born into? There's no hope ahead. And this is the state we're in. This is how it seems to us. Because the light that appears now is truly a special, unique illumination. It is the upper light that appears, which is the dominion of connection, which is the godly influence. The matrix from above, from the upper world, is entering our world, but we are not fit for it. We know how to conduct ourselves and nature according to our egoistic laws. That's how we developed our society and everything in it, in accordance with our ego. And all of a sudden, we're at a dead end. More and more things appear, problems appear from day to day, and we don't know how to relate to it. When I say we here, I don't mean the Kabbalists. I mean regular people of this world. And they could be very educated and smart people, wise people, and they could be politicians and sociologists and scientists and everyone, but everything is in crisis, and it's all because this new network of connection descends on us, and it is such a connection that ties us together through mutual guarantee, which means that if we don't become integral, global, just like the butterfly effect, according to the harmony of nature, if we don't relate like that to the surrounding nature, we will always find ourselves in an increasing crisis. And this is what is happening, yet people still don't clearly see it. And we also have to clearly learn and see the new state we're in. Therefore, we have to be, on the other hand, very happy that we have such a force within us, such a way to conduct ourselves in this world and get along, and even more than that, since the world is now been divided into these two parts, it's the same Babel, same Babylon. So this part called Israel, we have to regain the Arvut, the mutual guarantee that we lost. This is why we were brought back to the land of Israel, Baal HaSulam says, so that we will truly come to the degree called Israel, which is also called Lirosh, so that we realize this concept of Arvut. This is the only reason why we founded ourselves as a nation, and now too we can only be a nation and remain a nation if we attain the power of mutual guarantee between us. So first of all, we have to see how we realize this law, how we all feel that we're all friends through love thy friend as thyself. All of our foundations that always existed, and they as if disappeared through the ruin of 2,000 years ago, we have to regain them. And this is basically our situation, and we have all the opportunities and all the possibilities to do this. And as far as I can see forward, I think that this is going to be our most successful year.
ויותר מזה, יש המון אנשים בכל העולם.
More than that, there are many people all around the world who want to do it together with us. Many. There are many, many groups of people I just came back from North America. People are writing to me from so many places that it's impossible to see how they found us. And it's, you know, through the entire network of the internet, they actually find us from their inner cry, from their inner demand. And people even came to the conventions we just had in Miami and Toronto. And it's amazing to see. I also gave lectures in the University of Miami. It's a very big university. It was a lecture in front of 800 students. And then I gave a special seminar to the professors. And then all of a sudden, among the students who were there, there were people who knew us, who are actually studying with us. What I'm trying to say is that the world is ready. It may seem to you like it isn't the case yet, but there are already parts in the world that wake up and they find us, and we have to give them a strong foundation to connect. And this is called giving the light to the nations, and we are meant for that. And again, this is why we're here now. And if we, for that purpose, to that end, we realize the law of mutual guarantee between us, then we will certainly gain support from all of the world, which is what we see exactly opposite to what is happening now. And I'm sure that everyone is waiting for this subconsciously.
אז הערבות זה בעצם אותו היסוד שמחבר כל הכלים האלה שהתנתקו ממצב.
So ערבות is the state of those pieces who were shattered from that state of the beginning of creation in order for us to build this state on our behalf, of our own accord. And this is called the world of Ensof that was brought down to our state and our world, and we have to climb back up. What do? As we build it, it's like a Lego. We have to understand what pieces are connected to what pieces, in what way they need to be connected. That without one piece, we cannot connect the others. That we have to take one piece from here and one piece from there and so on. And this way, we recognize the system of creation and attain the purpose of creation, the thought of creation, and become like the upper force. It is called the children of Israel go back to the Creator. And this is what we have to do, and bring the whole world with us and not forget about that. So we are at the beginning of our development of revelation, of practical realization of Kabbalah in this world. So the realization of our Vut that is now happening is really the foundation. It's everything. It's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. When I started studying this, say, 35 years ago, I studied it. You know, it was interesting as a scientist, as a person who is drawn to knowledge. I learned it out of curiosity, but in terms of realization, maybe in a small group, it didn't really work, and we see that it's hard. But now, when we're doing this in the framework of the entire nation that must achieve it, and without it we cannot develop, and this is exactly what the Kabbalists determined for us to do, so this is the realization of Kabbalah, which is the attainment of mutual guarantee between us, and then we and the whole world will rise to the final correction. Therefore,
לכן רק לראות קדימה את המטרה הזאת הנעלה.
Therefore, we only have to see this goal ahead of us, to see ourselves prepared for that, and then you'll see that the whole world supports that and comes to help that. And wherever we see an obstacle, it's a sign, it's indicative of a place where we need to correct ourselves. And as we correct ourselves, the stumbling block becomes a springboard. And this is how the whole system is built. So from the egoistic system that we are still in, we have to advance and then enter the spiritual system of bestowal and mutual love that approaches us, that descends on us. We will then welcome it through our connection and our mutual love, and then all the happenings in our world, including all the various crises that we're seeing, that is now just, things are just escalating and we're seeing helplessness. It is actually the opposite. We will come to see that these things are driving us towards correction. And in the corrected facet, we will begin to see the spiritual degrees in that. So this is sort of an introduction. We prepared a lot of material for this lecture, some quotes from the sources. Perhaps we can read them and you can elaborate. The first quote is from the article Peace in the World. Very relevant. Bar Salam says this: don't wonder why I mix together the well-being of one public with the well-being of the world, because we already came to a point where the entire world is considered one society and one public, meaning that every individual in the world sucks his life marrow from the entire world, becomes therefore enslaved to care and worry for the entire world. And yet, in order to reach the correction of the entire world, we have to understand that it happens in stages. For instance, there are seven types of civilizations in the world. There are different areas and places of different people and different types of cultures and so on, and different levels of development, mentally, emotionally, and so on. So we don't know exactly in what way all these levels and at what point they come to correction. For instance, all of a sudden we're finding many, many groups that study with us in South America. No one expected that. All of a sudden, a few hundreds in Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil, from Africa. All of a sudden, we have friends there and so on. So we need to see that if we if we are concerned about each other, then as a result, the upper light continues to expand throughout all the other pieces. The main thing is if we activate the power of unity between us, the power of mutual guarantee. This is called becoming a light of the nations. Because once this force appears, the whole world will change. We'll see this happening daily. To the extent that we realize the arvut between us, the attitude towards us is changing from the entire system. The entire system is changing, and it begins to help us, to aid us in sucking that force, the upper force that comes through us. Because this is what the world is missing today in order to get along and conduct all its systems. And the Ari's writings talk about it, and in many places. It's not that we shouldn't be concerned about the others, but when we're saying the part called Israel, we're referring to all of those with us around the world, those who have this direction, inclination inside called Israel. Today we can't even know who are the 10 tribes that were lost during the times of the destruction of the first temple. And they fell from the degree of Mochin of Chaya, which is the degree of our individual end of correction, meaning from a very high degree. When they will become revealed, When they'll become revealed, it'll be a huge aiding force for us, a great force. So we just have to begin this kind of fermentation between us, this work of connection. And then we'll see how means and people come from all over the world. And even now, we're seeing that really there is no resistance, there is no opposition. If we are truly longing towards connection between us with a clean heart, there is no power that can disturb us. None. And if there is, it's a sign that we are not yet doing it right. We are at the time of realization. Therefore, if we do what we're supposed to do, the whole of nature, and nature equals God, it's the same thing, all of that is in our favor. The second quote here is about every organ having a role. Baraslam says, Israel are not redeemed until they are all united as one. Redeemed means exiting the sensation of this world only, which is the most darkened state. Say it's this point in the middle, where we don't feel anything of our spiritual status. We are in the spiritual world right now, in the world of Ein Sof. This is reality, but we can't sense it. We can't sense this fulfillment because this light of Ein Sof is not in equivalence of form to our vessels. Once we begin to unite, we begin to feel it. There are no places in spirituality. We don't need to fly high to some galaxies or go through some different places or something. Everything depends on our vessels. If we develop them, we start feeling higher than where we are now. Because really, we are developing on these levels of inanimate, vegetative, animate, and now we're rising to the degree called speaking, the human degree. So again, there's inanimate, vegetative, animate, and speaking degree, or human degree. For now, we are on the animate degree. We're a part of the animate level of nature. And we're all also only living for our bodies. And below us are the inanimate and vegetative levels that also belong to us. But the speaking level is the level of Adam, human, which means comes from the word domes, similar to the Creator. And that is the level we need to attain, and then the whole of nature will support us as well. So then we will feel that we live in a world, even in our bodies, we live in a world that is full of harmony, that there are no natural disasters and all kinds of phenomena like what we're seeing now. But in every realm, we'll only see success. And all of this will connect to the world of Ein Sof. When all of these levels connect together, they'll give us a sense of Ein Sof, infinity. Because the collective of Israel are truly one body. Each and every organ has a role unique to that organ. As we learn with you, the Creator created just 10 Sefirot. We know that. There's the study of the 10 Sefirot, and it's a system of 10 Sefirot. And those 10 Sefirot were broken. They consist of Chapen Galgal Te'enayim, Israel is Galgal Te'enayim, and the nations of the world are Achap. First, we correct Galgal Te'enayim because it's a smaller level of thickness of Yud, which is the root level, the first and second, and part of the second level. And the third and fourth levels, which are the really thick or coarse, most egoistic degrees, belong to the nations of the world. So first, we correct the lighter vessels. This is called Israel. they're corrected first, and then the nations of the world connect to them. This is why Israel has to be a light for the nations. It is said, "You shall be a kingdom of priests to me," and this means that we are helping the entire world reach this. And until we do, of course, we will feel pressure, negative pressure coming from the nations of the world towards us. And once we realize what we have to do correctly, we then enter a state of unity with them. And then they all know me from the greatest to the littlest, as it is said, and in our time it has to happen. Our success is measured by our extent of bestowing upon the world, as you said. So I want to read this quote number 4. Baal Sulam says here in the introduction to the book of Zohar, "Do not wonder why an individual can cause a descent or an ascent to the entire world, because this is a hard and fast rule, that the particular and the collective are equal, as two drops in a pond. And whatever happens in the collective happens in the individual too. And all the more so, the individuals are doing what the collective does, because the collective only appears when the individuals in it are revealed according to their level and quality. And as the individual goes up or down, he raises or lowers the whole collective. Throughout all our history, we evolved in our personal egos. So everyone knew how to approach the world better, how to take advantage of others. Of course, with some limitations in order for us not to eat each other up, but basically that was the situation. Now we are in a different situation where our state isn't called global integral crisis for no reason. There's a reason why it's called a butterfly effect, or it's not just the systems that are connected. We don't understand, but the people are connected. We are in a state where everything is a single system, and in a single system, there is no more or less. There's no greater or smaller, because if it's a single system and nature is a single system, if one is missing or deficient, it influences all the others. There's no other way. It's not like what we see from our physical body, that we can cut off an organ and still live. In the spiritual system, everything has to be completely, absolutely connected. Therefore, when I hear people crying about social justice and where is the equality and so on and so forth, and it's happening all around the world, by the way, this motion is emerging from within people and happens in the public. It is a sense that people feel, I have to be like everyone else. I can't be less than that. I can't bear being less than that. And this is a result of this general system that now appears. And no one is going to calm down until they will feel that they are connected to others. Only on the condition that they are connected to others, in a way that everyone belongs to everyone. Only then man will feel relaxed, at rest, as if in some state of motionless, because everyone finds their place and their state, and then a person will not want anything else, because this is where we all come from. All our frustrations, all our longing, all our deficits, all that we look for and try to chase, all the problems that we have, all the diseases, all the problems, everything is only because individuals or sectors of people can't find their right place in the human fabric. And if we approach our vut, then the system that illuminates to us, that shines on us, puts us in the right place, and all of a sudden we see, okay, this is me, this is him, and so on. And then this creates the sense of infinity and sof. And again, we have to understand that only through the Arvut between us, everyone can attain their health and well-being and confidence in everything. Basically, everything that is included in our current desires as empty places. The next quote is about the fact that our evolution has to happen along with nature. Baal Shalom says in quote number 5, "Indeed, our whole power of renewal and development is not actual innovation. Rather, it is a kind of emulation. And our development is measured by the extent to which our emulation matches the work of nature. Because we came from the world of Ensof, our whole connection and perfection already exists. We're there. We just don't see it. We have to come to it through our desire, through our search, through preparing for that, wanting it. Meaning, I'm in the perfect state right now, but it's like something that's disconnected from me. And I myself don't feel it. And this is how, through the efforts we make, we come to the real state we're in. And in fact, there's nothing new. Meaning, there's nothing to be invented, like new theories or new laws. We just have to learn from nature. Just like the levels of still vegetative and animate are connected between themselves equally, harmoniously, in a special harmony that we don't really understand. We think that species eat each other and they fight to survive and so on. But if we truly look at nature objectively, without our participation in it, we'll see how everything is working as one system. And we are the only ones in that system as a cancerous organ that consumes the planet, empties the entire earth, polluted with garbage and trash the planet, and also by that preventing our children and grandchildren the ability to survive. Because if we take out everything from the planet today, they won't have anything tomorrow. Therefore, emulating nature, meaning studying the general system, this global system, this analog system, that everything is arranged in mutual reciprocity. If we learn that, then the wisdom of Kabbalah allows that, teaches us that, then we gradually come closer to the ideal state. And in a short time, we can make this happen. Baal Shalom writes about this in an article he wrote in, I think, the newspaper The Nation. He writes that in few years we can make such achievements of reaching the correct society and the corrected world, and everything is at peace. And it's all for us.
A little bit about love thy friend as thyself. Baal Shalom says, I will remind you the validity of the love of friends at these times, that on these hinges our right to exist, and in this is measured our coming success. Therefore, go away from all the imaginary business and give your hearts to think thoughts and invent inventions that are correct, to tie your hearts as one man truly, and it will be, and the words love thy friend as thyself will come true in you. These are not just nice words, love thy friend as thyself, as people think, and as all kinds of people, you know, like to say, maybe, or maybe they no longer speak like that. Rather, love thy friend as thyself is the law of connection in this entire system, this entire global analog system. And if we don't reach that, then in all kinds of places we will always feel the deficit, until we reach that fulfillment of the law of love. About coming out of Otsiut earthness, it says, as man on the side of nature, as long as he's immersed in the land, he gives us all kinds of greatness and he wants to remain in earthliness. However, there's a force from above which is called an angel. An angel is the force of bestowal that strikes him and tells him, grow. Meaning it strikes him with the force of bestowal and says, grow, leave earthliness. Even though a man was created with the will to receive, which is called earthliness. From Rabash, there is no En lecha esav milamata. We advance either through the force of rejection, really the evil force, the bad force that pushes us from behind, the blows, the stick, that is always behind me and giving me deficiencies, various problems and so on, and then I run away from it. From that stick. However, we can develop a force that pulls us forward. A force that will draw us forward because I want to move forward. That's the good force. The good force. And if this good force is greater than the bad force, then I won't feel the bad force at all. The bad force has to develop me. It comes to me following some chart, some curve of development. This is time, and this is the force, the power. I have to develop, I have to reach the end of correction. So until when? Until 6,000 years. There's no choice. I have to reach the point where I realize this connection in wholeness, completely. But this is on the condition of this force acting beito in due time. However, I can advance towards the same end result. Let's say I'm here. From here onwards, let's say I'm here in that red point, I can follow the course of development called Achishena, hastening, where I advance for my own forces. It's called Israel, hasten the times. And then I don't have to wait until the end of the 6,000, which is 220 years from now. I don't have to suffer more and more. I can simply do it in a few years, in this world, right here and now, at a time that is now showing me this opportunity. It's worthwhile to do. A happy new year and a new reality among being a Rosh ahead and not Zanav tail. Rabash says the following: you make a mark on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, and we say, let us be a head and not a tail. Meaning that the Israel in us will be the Rosh, head, and the bad will be the Zanav tail, and then we will merit good life. And the good, which is the intention of the creation, which is the aspect of doing good to his creatures, and we shall merit the good signing. Rabash, letter 54. We also read about it earlier, that the individual and the collective are equal, that in each one of us is that has the same structure. The Israel in him and the nations of the world in him. The Israel in him is his attraction towards spirituality, connection, mutuality, as much as possible, as much as he has it. Maybe small, it's written, you are the smallest of the nations. Yes, it's a small force in us. What is special about us is the nations of the world that are in us. That's the bigger force, that's the bigger thickness, Gimel and Dalit. But if we still join together, we can connect the parts of Israel in us, and then they'll become greater, and they can connect. The egoistical part, the nations of the world are incapable of connecting among them. You see what's happening now, let's say, with the European nation. It's all broken. Clearly, it's not gonna, no union or no unity will hold there. But the forces of bestowal, Israel, even though they're small, their uniqueness is because they can connect. And this is something that is very unique. We don't usually understand what's going on here. We can connect the parts of Galgaltenaim between us, and they become a very great force until, I don't know, that big compared to the small individual force of Ahab that each one has. If I connect with myself with the friends to Galgaltenaim, a great Galgaltenaim, the shared common Galgaltenaim, Galgaltenaim of the group. And down here, what I have is my Ahab. I have no problem to cope with the Ahab compared to such great Galgaltenaim. Yet the Ahabs, we cannot connect. Between them is truly a breaking. They're cut off one another. That's the whole matter of connecting in a group. That's the whole matter of connecting in Arvut, in mutual guarantee. In Arvut, we are connected through our Galgaltenaim. Therefore, we can take all the Ahabs and make whatever we want with them, govern them. So Israel is called the force of connection of the Galgaltenaim together. And if we shall do that, we'll also govern our Ahabs. Where do we have Ahab from? We have these Ahab because during the 2,000 years of exile, we were among the nations of the world. As it's written, that the people of Israel went to exile only in order to connect the souls of the nations to them. And through those incorporations with all the nations, we'll be able to bestow upon them. And it's done automatically. The moment we correct ourselves, then through our connections that we've acquired during the exile, it spreads out of us to all the nations. And then there's no problem. The moment we correct ourselves, they too begin to be connected and corrected. Don't forget about that. It's only about the connection of Galgaltenaim. The forces of Bistol among us, through the force of Arvut, is what will save us from our inner problems and the whole world as well. And this is on the condition that we place Israel as Rosh, Li Rosh, if you transform the letters of Israel. About Arvut, we have quote number 12. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could keep the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person, seeing he longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers who were standing ready to provide for him. Bala Sulam, the Arvut. And still the question is, where will each one of us take that force from? Because we are always in all kinds of thoughts and deviations and contradictions. We run into 1,000 different directions. How will we still connect ourselves, tie ourselves and direct ourselves, kind of bang ourselves on the head so that we don't run into all kinds of nonsense? How can we do that? And here comes the only advice, our free choice, the only free action that a man can perform in all the different systems we are connected to nature. On top of all the desires, all the thoughts, everything that I have inside of me, I cannot govern except for one thing. My free choice is only in organizing myself in the correct environment, building the right environment that will affect me. Meaning, the Creator is kind of concealed, hidden, in a small part of the entire reality, like so. Even though he's surrounding me and affecting me from all directions, you've created me back and forth, except for one thing. There's one force that does not influence me. Let's say that's me here in the middle. This is the environment that I need to build for myself. Here I have to build an environment that will influence me and will be the force that obligates me to reach Arvut. And I build it. Meaning there's this adapter between me and the Creator. There's something in the middle which I build. It's as though I don't receive anything from the outside. I don't want to know any force of governance, only this environment which I build. What do we attain by that? By this we seemingly build the Creator. By this we come to know Him. By this we learn Him. What else do we lack in order to reach Arvut? And then this environment which I build, and I keep improving it, actually builds me. And the Creator is hidden behind it. And it only supports it through His forces. Then we begin to expand more and more in such a way until we reach His height or His width. But here we have all the degrees, 125 degrees of the worlds. Therefore, none of us is capable of doing anything. You know, don't waste your time or force over this. No one can reach Arvut. No one can reach mutual support, anything, unless we build an environment, and through this environment we are influenced, and then we reach the connection. Each one of us wants to. It's like we all sit here and say, we're willing, we want to connect, let's connect. Many people in the world have tried to do that, and were unsuccessful. I'm chilling you down, and I'm doing this on purpose. Why? Because we have to know how to realize our inclination, our good inclination, by building the true environment, which is called Arvut. I want to read about that. There's something here? Yes. The practical aspect of the things, as you say, building the environment, it's quote number 13 from the Ummah, the Nation article. Bala Sulam says, the only hope is to establish a thoroughly new national education for ourselves, to discover and ignite once more the natural national love that has been dimmed within us, to revive once more the national muscles which have been inactive in us for two millennia, once we were in Arvut, and we're no longer in it right now. In every suitable means to this end, then we will know that we have a natural, reliable foundation to be rebuilt and to continue our existence as a nation qualified to carry itself as all the nations in the world. This is a precondition for any work and any act, because in the beginning the foundation must be built in a manner sufficiently healthy to carry the load it is meant to carry. Then the construction of the building begins. So all of our concern has to be about how do we build this structure called environment, which affects us, each and every one, through our lessons, through the internet, television, Channel 66, other special medias, blogs, Facebooks, I don't know, all kinds of things, so that we would constantly be under the influence of this environment, so that I would feel how others control me, how they never leave me the opportunity to escape into my beast, away from this idea of Arvut. I'm concerned about the strength, the health of this environment, and it comes back to me many times multifold, many times more. I invest, say, a single gram, but by this I open myself up through this 1 gram that I give it, so that it can bestow upon me and affect me through tons of forces that the environment has, and then I change. A man cannot correct himself. A prisoner can never let himself out of the prison. And only in such a way we can advance. Therefore, it's good that we have an opportunity in our times. We are in a unique time. The upper force and all the Kabbalists throughout the generations have prepared everything for us. And we are the smallest, and indeed we need to be the smallest. We learn with you that if we have those 10 sefirot of the general soul, 10 sefirot of the general soul, then in it there are three phases. 2,000 are the avot, the fathers, ancestors. 2,000 are the sons, children, and 2,000 are us. We are in the days of the Messiah. So we are here in the very last part of those 2,000 years. So certainly we are the smallest and the worst and the most egoistical compared to them. But when we draw even the smallest light here, we know that this light is like Naran Chai. We draw the great light into the degree of the Avot, fathers. And here, when everything connects to a single body, all of those souls together called Malchut of Ensof. This is the Malchut of Ensof. Then we reach the complete end of correction. Therefore, each one has a small force, but to the extent that he joins that great environment, he opens up for himself the possibility to receive from it, and then it governs him and affects him, and this is what every one of us needs. Then for sure he'll advance correctly. No more? Oh, we have plenty more. But I think that maybe we'll continue towards the second part of the lecture, which would be questions and answers. But before this, maybe we can summarize everything we had so far. I also want to say to the viewers of the channel, before we move on to the second part of Q&A, we're going to depart from, we're going to say goodbye to you. We're going to part from the viewers on channel 66, and I invite you to join us on the internet. The broadcast will continue there. So go to kab.co.il. Go there. There's a button you can press to continue watching the broadcast from Jerusalem. So let's summarize before the viewers of the TV depart from us. How do we begin the year with Arvut? We are together with you following thousands of years of development. Arvut is the foundation of our nation that was founded by Abraham on the condition of Arvut many years ago. Later, this condition of Arvut has been strengthened in Egypt when we came out as written with a great fortune, property, a great ego, and we needed the wisdom of Kabbalah to be revealed. We continued with this condition of Arvut to build ourselves in the desert. This is called the 40 years of the desert, when we reached the degree of Bina. And above the degree of Bina, we entered the land of Israel to the degree Gimel and Dalet of thickness of Yud. We built the first temple and the second temple. All of this was done under the conditions of Arvut. We advanced from coming out of Babylon as a nation, really as a group of the disciples of Abraham. We became a nation only later at the status of Har Sinai, the mountain of hatred that was revealed in us. And then by working on that great ego, we became a nation. But again, constantly throughout this whole time, our history is a history of Arvut. How do we sustain it among us? And Galut, the exile, is also an exile from Arvut. And now the ascent and the connection and the redemption is also means that Arvut will be revealed between us. This is all we have. Therefore, let us hope that this year, where all the conditions in the world and all the passion that we have in the nation and all the deficiency that the world is now showing and revealing through its helplessness, all of this we can cover, we can fill up only through Arvut. The global crisis as well, it's simply that our kelim are ready for it and they are showing us what is missing, what they need. And we are truly the unique ones, the chosen ones. We have to say that, and his heart shall be heightened through the paths of the Creator. We have to have full confidence to realize this Arvut between us and to give it to all of Israel. I hope that this year, with your help, this is what will happen. Following the plan of creation, that's for certain. And before we move on to the second part of the evening, questions and answers, again I remind the viewers of Channel 66, go to our website kab.co.il and join the broadcast that will continue here from Israel. Let's sing while they switch on to the internet. Song, okay. All right, friends, look what's happening. First, we'll sit down. We're going to switch now to the second part. Yes, let us sit down. We're now moving to the second part. Come closer. We're now moving to the second part of the evening. This part will be built from questions and answers. Come. This part will be built from questions and answers. We have a couple of positions for Q&A, if possible. Maybe the ushers can illuminate them. Those in charge of the questions, please raise your hands. We have one place here, the other there. The guys with the yellow hats, please stand up. Niv here and Dudi on the other side. You see them, people with yellow hats. One in this aisle and the other one in the other aisle. Anyone who has a question, please come to the ushers. What we would like to do is, after hearing Rav Leitzman's lecture about Arvut and how we'll begin the year with Arvut, we have in the coming months in the recent months we've done very intensive activity. We were in the streets, we talked to people, we continue this on a daily basis now, and many questions have accumulated among our friends in the Kabbalah La'am centers all over Israel. So we want to devote some time for this to scrutinize together. That's also why we have our friends here on the stage, and they will help us clarify the new state to which we're advancing and developing on the path of Arvut. So, Rav Leitman, would you like to have some introduction, or shall we begin with the first question? I was actually never practically on the round tables. I didn't participate in all of these festivals, protests, whatever you call that, because I saw there all kinds of people on the TV screen, are coming for all kinds of reasons, all kinds of needs. And I heard also, and I understand, I can imagine, that there are many questions about what are we, what's our role in that, and why do we need to be along with them, or at all. We learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. How is the wisdom of Kabbalah related to what's happening today in the world or in Israel? Or why do we have to come out now and pull everyone towards our vote? Is it really something that we should engage in? I've heard such questions, but I'm sure there are many others questions. So let's bring these questions now, raise them, so that we can truly enter a good year, a new year, in the right way. So, please. First question. Niv. If anyone can please give their names and present themselves. Hi, I'm Oren from the Netanya Group, and my question is the following about the materials that we now use for dissemination from now on. Should the materials still be related to Kabbalah, or we don't mention Kabbalah and actually only publish materials that engage, that talk about Arvut and the Arvut movement? Who's going to answer? If you sit here, guys, then I'm not going to have you here. All right. Friends, nowadays we need to divide ourselves in our activities into two. And maybe these guys who are active on the streets will correct me. They know the field better than I do. I'm really not familiar with it. I was told that today you have a lecture in Jerusalem. Fine, I'm here. Really, I have a deficit in that, because that's how I live. I often lack the sensation of what is happening in the groups. Therefore, now raise all of these problems and issues. We need to divide ourselves into two. What does it mean, Arvut? Arvut is the system of connection among all human beings. We need to adapt ourselves, all of humanity, as an integral part of nature, matching the upper force. By this we raise ourselves into that height. To the extent that we have Arvut among us, more and more, 125 degrees of the intensity of the connection between us, by that we begin to feel that inner force that dwells among us. This is the Creator. This is what we call the revelation of the Creator. The more we become connected, more and more connected until we reach the center. By this, we attain the inner force, spirituality. By this, we rise above corporeality. Our body lives for a while and then it dies, clearly. But for us, we have to attain our lives, our vitality, in that network of connection between us. If we attain that in the first degree, bingo, we are as called members of the upper world. And this is right here in front of us to attain. And then I don't care if I live or die, I feel my life in a spiritual way, and I can advance. And my beast no longer determines who am I, what am I. This is what we have to reach. So we learn the wisdom of Kabbalah with you. We learn how to realize it, how to approach it. We need to be educators. We need to be the disseminators. We need to be those who push this entire thing forward. And humanity has to realize it in a much simpler manner. They don't learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. They don't know how to build this system of bestowal. The media, the system of dissemination, the educational system, they don't know how to do that, but we have to bring all these things to them. Therefore, there's 1% of humanity that engages in the study, and out of the study and out of its attainment, it knows what to do. All the rest are the ones who practically realize those things, just like humanity is divided now. There's maybe 1% or far less than that. Several, let's say, dozens of people who manage the whole world, and that's it. So the time will come when we will have to do this spiritually for the connection. Therefore, there's a part called Kabbalah. That's where we are. Those who want that, those who study this, those who truly want to reach the understanding, the recognition of the inner system, he has a regime for that. And then there are the others who don't have it. But the law of Arvut must spread from us outwardly to the whole world. Therefore, we ourselves have to create our systems of education on the one hand, and on the other hand, the systems of explanation and education towards the common people. What is Arvut? How to connect, how to be saved from the troubles. We are drawn towards spirituality. They are drawn to coming out of their ordinary daily problems. The reason is different. The goal is different. I want to know godliness, the spiritual world. They want to live better for them and their children. No more. I want that too, but I want more than that. Therefore, there has to be, our entire system has to be divided into two parts. One part is the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, groups, yeshivat haverim, everything that we've engaged in so far. And the second part, which is what time now demands of us, it's the time that determines this, it's the state in the world, is that we have to start explaining to the world in the most approachable and useful way to organize them, as Bala Sulam writes, that the whole world has to become as one system. Do you want to add? We, in the different centers, continue. I mean, we have the bookstores, and we continue having those books, and in parallel, we divide the brochures of Arvut. Next week, we're going to publish for the first time the nation newspaper. Shimon was confused. Sorry, the newspaper of Arvut. But it's the same thing, says Rav. A few 100,000 copies of the Arvut newspapers. at the same time, the groups are going to go through a slow change, but for the meanwhile, we continue. We're going to have learning center for Kabbalah and so on for the meanwhile. So, for ourselves, we study Kabbalah, we realize what the wisdom of Kabbalah says towards the world who doesn't know and doesn't is careful of the wisdom of Kabbalah towards them, we speak of Arvut. That's it. And we see how by presenting ourselves as Arvut movement, that kind of pacifies them, helps them. Respect to those who study Kabbalah, they're kind of afraid of them, to be in touch with them. Arvut is something that's clear to everyone. We're talking about a general connection among everyone. It's not obligating to anything. Okay. Next question from here, Dudi. Good evening. First of all, good year to Rav, and thank you very much for everything that you do for us. People came to my group, Tel Aviv Center. People came to us to explain to us Arvut. And one of the things we talk about is that indeed the Kabbalah centers, the Kabbalah homes will become centers, homes of Arvut. I wanted to know, why can't we organize one big house of Arvut and keep the Kabbalah homes, Kabbalah homes? I have a feeling, at least I have that, as well as some other friends, that our home is kind of being invaded in some way, and we have to reorganize ourselves with all the, let's say, decoration that we have. And our home, the thing that's most dear to us is the Kabbalah home. So I understand the importance of Arvut, and I understand that we have to accept people in, invite people in, but maybe we can do it in a different address, not in the same address of the Kabbalah home. You can answer, Shimon. I think that it's not good that we will continue putting wisdom of Kabbalah in our front. If we have the ability to present ourselves as the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is called Arvut, then why should we be talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah? Why Kabbalah La'am, Kabbalah for the people? We thought that Kabbalah La'am, and it's actually by invention. You know, I see that it doesn't quite help. When you say Kabbalah, it's Kabbalah. If you say to the people, it doesn't stick. And it's true, you know, for 2,000 years, the Kabbalists have worked very hard in order to scare the people off so they won't touch Kabbalah. They made it into, what didn't they say about it? It's not allowed to touch that. A person who's not ready yet, as in our days, he's not allowed to touch that. It will confuse them. It will only, you know, if it was revealed how many more religions and faiths and other confusions in the world that we would have seen, we wouldn't be able to come out of it. Therefore, we saw that Kabbalah La'am doesn't work. We thought that we'll do it for ourselves, and indeed we do. We give birth to it more and more. As for Arvut, it works, right? Say. So continue, come on. I think that, first of all, good evening. This is Avihu. Good evening and a good year. It's very exciting to see all the friends here sitting. And I think that the fact that we can do it is as an open discussion. This is what we're doing. We're all sitting together and having this discussion and talking about a new direction. There's already a good beginning. It's a type kind of change that we're going through together. And I hope it will happen as much as possible, and as many people as possible will be able to take an active part in our new movement. I think we have to look at the tasks that we have now. If we want to stay Kabbalah La'am, our home, and only worry about, you know, care about ourselves so that we have our home, so that we can be in it, and we. It's good and important, but the question is, what next? We today are looking for a way to reach the people of Israel, to bring the people of Israel closer, to connect them, to unite them. And if right now there are things that repel, put off the people of Israel, for all kinds of reasons, it doesn't matter why, then our job is to look for a way to overcome this rejection so that the contents and spirit will go through and beyond the biases and fears that people have. And I think you all experience those things. Only you have a stronger drive, so you were able to overcome it. For many people, that inner drive is not strong enough. And then the biases that they have, and as Rav said, the campaign of advertisement against Kabbalah that the Kabbalists themselves have done for many of years makes it harder for people to listen, to open up their hearts. Therefore, our job is to think about how to adapt it to the people. We are not changing the contents, replacing the sources. We're just looking for a more gentle and soft wrapping for the same spiritual ideas of Baal HaSulam and Rabash as Rav teaches us. This is our work. And for that reason, Rav has been teaching us for so many years. For this reason, we sit in the lessons. Now it is our time to come out and pass it in our words, in our way, each one in his unique and personal way, and men and women and youths, all of us. We now have to take that stick that Baal HaSulam gave to us, and he passed it to Rabash, and Rabash passed to Rav, and Rav is giving it to us. We now have to pass it on to the people, to the nation of Israel, because our role is to connect the people. All of Israel are guarantors for one another, as written on behind us. You want to add anything, Iran? Yes, I'll just add that it's important to understand that the message doesn't change. The connection between us is the only force that can change reality, and that has to increase, as we heard throughout the whole lecture. But it's just that we are trying to take off another layer, peel off another layer, to allow those who wouldn't hear, wouldn't listen. Everybody who's here knows how much the message that we have to give them is the only message that can bring some hope and indeed lead to a better reality for us, for our children, for the whole world. We all felt how hard it is sometimes when a person in front of you, even though you feel that it's good for him to accept it, to receive it, and he almost does, but there's something that stands in his way and stops him. Maybe it's the issue of mysticism, maybe it's religion, maybe it's all kinds of superstitions, separation between men and women, all kinds of other things. And we simply have to take one more step. We have an opportunity to take another step towards this person, to remove this barrier and really allow that message to go through. And we see how with people that would not be able to receive that same message from Kabbalah La'am, from all kinds of reason, all kinds of ego games. And now we see how the message goes from heart to heart, and they get it. And this is something that's very happy to see that, and it's happening. And everybody who's here, I'm sure they saw it one, you know, time and again. So we feel it's a great opportunity, and I think everybody who is in it sees that we have this opportunity to serve, as Aviu says, all the Kabbalists, and take it one more step towards the people. Next question, Niv. Question from your position. Hello, Rav. Am I alone from the Jerusalem group? I would have liked to know, please, why do people who indeed study the wisdom of Kabbalah for a long time, why it's hard for them, I see it and I feel it from several other groups, why it's hard for them to connect to the message of Arvut and to come out in the way that you're asking, to the dissemination, to connecting the people. Thank you. Arvut is the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And if you learn theoretically, you can imagine whatever you want. You can think that you're already in the clouds, you know, floating among the angels, it doesn't obligate you to do anything. You enjoy the study, maybe, the inner excitement, but, you know, and also with the friends, being together, they understand you, you understand them. More or less, there are those who somehow manage to kind of resist or overcome the connection in the group. Not completely. But the real realization, the true realization, is when we come out and connect to ourselves the whole nation. And we will not merit coming to the revelation of the spiritual world, meaning we will not merit the revelation of the quality of bestowal and love called the upper force, unless we will disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah or Arvut, which is truly the same thing, only this is how it's called in our dissemination to the wide audience among everyone. We will not merit it because we learned, and I always draw this thing, this is called the degree of Hashpa'a, degree of Bina, which includes Galgal Te'enaim and Ahab. And Galgal Te'enaim are this minimum that we have in which we can exist. So, we exist there. But what next? If I want to receive from above the light of Chokhmah, that light of Chokhmah can pass through me and clothe in me only on the condition that I pass it from myself onwards to others, meaning that my achap becomes as a womb. It's something that begets other kelim and wants to fill them up. Where are those kelim that I want to fill up? Friends are not this kelim. A friend is equal to me. A friend, from the word chibur in Hebrew, chaver chibur, is equal to me. We don't fill one another up. Rather, the lower ones, whom we fill up, whom we beget, meaning we connect them to us, then we reach gadlut, adulthood. Then my achap begins to receive the light and extend it onwards, meaning I have no chance to become a Kabbalist, to discover godliness, the spiritual world, live in it, rise above my beast, my animal degree, unless I disseminate, unless I teach, unless I pass to the other and as many as possible that message of connection and rising above the ego. Therefore, what is the benefit of remaining in a small group? I don't understand. The whole issue is that the wisdom of Kabbalah started to be revealed because in the world there are now many more people who are willing to receive this revelation. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the creatures in this world now. Otherwise, you just remain as students in a closed room, in a small group, and you can keep doing this for another 1,000 years. Go ahead, do it. But you will not receive anything except for what you study there with your corporeal brain. You won't discover anything more. It's only through dissemination. Hello, Rav. I'm Gustavo from the Kabbalah Center in Modi'in. We just spoke about the Arvut movement and how the Kabbalah home will become the Arvut home. Contents won't change. We'll continue learning Rabash, Baal HaSulam, your lessons, and so on. That's true. Let's assume that we bring people. We have morning lessons. We have a Rabash article. We have a Shivat Chaverim. Those people will come and see those things, and they don't want Kabbalah. Won't they realize that we are, won't they think that we are liars or something like that? Thank you. I don't hide from anyone that we study the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't hide it, only we say the wisdom of Kabbalah is for those who are interested. Do you want to learn? No, I don't want to, I don't need it. That's fine. Our food talks about the right connection among everyone. You are today in a world that is in a crisis. From day to day we read in the news and we see and we hear that this crisis is expanding and it's continuing and nobody knows how to be saved from it and very soon it's going to be bad. From day to day we only discover and hear the bad things. And if earlier they thought, well, it's about to pass, later they thought, oh, it was one crisis, now it's a second crisis, no more. There's no one crisis and second crisis, it's one non-ending crisis. And it's not going to end. And more and more people accept it. And they also accept that there is no solution, no remedy. Now we are showing them the cure for that situation. We don't bring people in to learn how to prepare the cure, the medication. What exactly is the illness? What happens to us when we receive the medication and how it helps us cure inside of us, inside of our soul? How do the lights pass and clean the vessels and how the reshimot rise from degree to degree and how we start connecting among ourselves? And then the Galgalten and Naim and the Chaps are connected through the incorporation of the souls. There is a sea of things there. This entire system begins accumulating together and all of its parts begin to... It's truly a sea, as you see. When you look at the sea, this is how all the souls are in their interconnections. And there's great wisdom there, a very beautiful wisdom. It's a sea of wisdom. But those who are drawn to it, please go ahead, it's open to you. If you're not drawn towards it, and everybody, you know, like in our own lives. Man goes to work, comes back home, he has beer, TV, football. Good. Fine. There's another one who wants to know how this and that and how to turn this and whatever. And there are those who become prime ministers. There are those and those. Each one according to his degree. Same thing here. We entered a new system which is now being revealed to us. And we are not adapted to it. Those are those who want to know and explore and understand and practically work as the entries and exits in mutuality with this system. They are called Kabbalists. They are those who just want to use it for their own benefit. And that's it. They are the ordinary people. And as usual, the same ratio that you have in our world between the people who want to know and understand and explore versus the common people. Same here. Just understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of nature and the wisdom of integral nature that is now being revealed. Earlier it wasn't revealed. Therefore we didn't have to learn it and to disseminate it only to individuals for the sake of the future. They learned it and they did not teach others. Now the system is being revealed and there are people who are drawn to study it and to realize it. And there are other people who will just say, well, just give it to me, just tell me what to do, I don't need more than that. So, just understand that the wisdom of Kabbalah is not the part that is in our world here, in the egoistical part that is controlling us. Here we have the sciences of our world, entire science, entire wisdom, everything here, everything that we developed through our ego. This is in this world. Rather, the wisdom of Kabbalah is here. The wisdom of Kabbalah. It's here. It talks about the integral world. And that's it. That's why it's now being revealed. Because really, this system is beginning to break into our ego. And this breaking, we feel this as two systems that are in contradiction. As the bankers tell us now, all the economists, they say, well, we don't know what to do. Because the two systems that we have, the one they built and the one that's now being revealed, these two systems are in a clash. and they call this a crisis. And we learn how to pass from one system to the other system. There is no choice. Our egoistical system is done, finished. In education, in anything, can we no longer manage the world. So we have to study about the new system. It's a great wisdom that includes in it all the wisdoms of the world as written, and we learn it in the articles about the wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, finally, it will become apparent that the wisdom of Kabbalah is the foundation of all other things, because it is truly that light that is out here and is shining on us. So we have nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to hide, only approach people gently, because humanity has all kinds of superstitions and fears, but gradually you'll see in half a year how it will all pass away. Also, we're going to have such pressures on us, meaning on all of humanity, that nobody will even pay attention to this. It will all come to pass. Don't be afraid. Yes. Hello. Sarit from the Be'er Sheva group. I wanted to ask about the system of explanation that we should have towards the whole of humanity, not just Israel. And for this we have the media, if we can use them correctly. Aren't we supposed to explain to them a little bit about the foundations of the world, how the world is built, in order to tie them to the system? Certainly we are doing this. We have books, internet, all of those things in thousands of different places in the world where we spread them. We have sites in dozens of languages. I was now in New York, then in Miami, then in Toronto. I met with many people, famous people, professors, students, radio, television. I was with the Undersecretary of the United Nations Secretary. I talked to him, I gave them some books, we talked about integral education. In the United Nations itself, before this we were in UNESCO in Paris half a year ago. After this we were in their meeting that they had in Haifa when they came. We are in touch with many organizations, not a whole great number, but some, but a certain number of important international organizations. But in dissemination to 99%, not people who want to hear about the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is a different system, the messages that we pass to them must also be, on the one hand, messages that use simpler words, that they have the kli, the ear with which to hear us. On the other hand, I feel that in the recent period, we are kind of missing out on how to, the opportunity to explain to them about the foundations of the world, the root of the problem. There is something that we're kind of missing here. If you feel this way, then join us. Anybody wants to add anything? Just one word, Sarit. I want to add that these days we're actually working. I think those who saw the lessons saw that we are now building a new courses about the topic of integral global education, the laws of the new world. There's a whole system of contents that we're working on right now in coming days, both from the side of education as well as the foundations of the integral world. Both of those things will join the materials that we have already and will answer some of the things that you say. And you are welcome to join this effort. Hello, good evening. I'm Sarit and I'm from the Rehovot group. I have a question about continuing what the other Sarit just asked about education inside of business organizations. I think we have many functions, many people who have key positions in business organizations that where we can give them those messages. There are many programs of education that talk about ways to manage. Many organizations now are at the brink of bankruptcy. You can come and really teach them about our Arvut and the right way to succeed in the world, how to connect and also how to reach places of really business and economical profit. We are indeed working with some of our friends who are professionals in different areas about writing a message in a language that is suitable for that market segment. For example, we have many friends who come from the economy, economical professions, and they write down messages about how the Arvut message from economical aspects. They're also writing a book. We have friends from urban planning, architecture, who wrote a document explaining Arvut in this language. We're still crystallizing this, and we are inviting every person who is a professional. We'll be happy to put together teams. This is part of the process that Aviu now talked about clarifying the messages of Arvut. We're working closely with those teams. Rav is working with them so that indeed this message will be clothed in different languages. Like we have different languages in the world, we have different professional languages, so inviting you as well to join, or any person who wants to do so to help us is welcome. Next question. Hello, Rav. I'm Hanania from Ashdod. Don't invite me to join because I want to continue what they said as well, but in a different sense. I have, on the one hand, a lot of admiration and esteem for Rav for what you taught me yesterday. You managed to change God from an image to a quality. That was huge. Thank you, Rav. And yet, when I shut off the TV, and also now, when I come out of this building, the jungle outside is just unbelievable. It's as though everything you said goes... You know, it's as though I just had nice 2 hours here and that's it. So I'm asking, why not to try and have a channel, open up a channel towards those who do decide on what's happening in this country? You know, the parliament, which is not too far from here. Why not do something instead of just talking, you know, instead of talking to me? And I do want it. It's not just to me, but also to this whole country. We see all of these protests. Everything is coming from the direction that Rav is speaking about. I think the whole world needs that. So I think we should have, I don't know, I'd make you prime minister, but I guess you don't care about that. But some channel of the guys from Bnei Baruch, we have, I don't know, Gilad Shadmon, we have Niv, I don't remember the names, but such good people, better than all of these terrible garbage people that we have over there in the government. So why not have them manage the country? We'll sit down and watch Channel 66, which should be prime time instead of the commercial channels. They should, you know. And this Channel 66 should be leading the whole country. Yes. Who's going to answer him? All right, I'll only say one thing. We're advancing towards a situation where governments are going to lose their force, and more the people are the ones who are running things. You'll see more and more how people are coming out to the streets, how the government is unable to manage, control things, neither through force or money, meaning the systems collapse. How this will develop further, I can't say. I don't know yet. Certainly, I can't stand this whole stuff about managing people from above. That's really not for me. I'm a scientist, and I like my corner. For lack of choice, I come out and I teach. But no more than that. management is, it's not something that I'm good at. And you know, apparently, I don't know, maybe by us beginning to build a general system of explanation, of education, of Arvut, this system will revolve into a state where it will be able to affect the atmosphere in the country. This is kind of my dream, where we, the Kabbalah centers, the Arvut centers, I'm sorry for saying this, all of us together will take care of the atmosphere that we have through the connection between people, through the bonding, and that will change things. I don't think the country can change, can be changed by the Prime Minister. I mean, what can he do? And as for the Parliament members, certainly not. Let us engage in whatever they want to, so long as they don't stand in our way, we'll take care of the rest. But they establish policies. They decide what will happen in this country. They decide about policies, not us. We decide. How? The heart of kings and ministers is in the hands of the Creator. They have no connection, no force about what's happening. So just with the help of God, Rav? Certainly. Through hastening? Yes, we through education, through the educational system, the system of explanation, this wrapping of Arvut, this envelope of Arvut that will provide this nation, will bring them to a spiritual degree. Those who engage there in all kinds of things, let them do that. Leave them alone. We always have to present ourselves as an educational organization, only educational. And believe me that if you do that, by this you're actually doing everything. You're changing the world, not through the force, not through money. These things are going to disappear more and more. You'll see how governments are going to have less and less power. Hello, Avivit from Holon. I speak a lot to people, often every day, almost the whole day. It's easier for me to speak about what, to explain why, and the conversation that is now gaining momentum and excitement is building until we reach the how. People are asking, okay, how? And I don't know how. I listen to the channel and I read. And I became half an expert on economics. And yet, something there is lacking, is missing on the how. It always comes to a point where in order to truly explain, I need to kind of move over, switch over to the other side of Kabbalah. And I don't want to get there in those conversations. 7 years ago, right? When was Arosa? 2005. I was in, what do you call it? In Arosa, in Switzerland, in the World Wisdom Council. That's what they called it. Yes. We don't just have the sages of the Israel, we also have the sages of the world. And we were there, some of the friends. We are members in that organization as well. This is known as the Arosa lecture. You can go into our archives and find it. And there, in Arosa, I spoke about how we're going to change the world. We change the world through building new mass media that will influence each and every person. As Bala Sulam writes in his article of Arvut. Read it a few times. Really, try to summarize it. Extract pieces out of it. What does he say? Only through the influence of the environment can we change ourselves and change the world. So I have to build an environment. This is the only practical part that I have in my life. I have nothing more to do in my life except that. How to build an environment that will brainwash me and will affect the others and brainwash them as well. That's the only thing we need. against our ego, against these blockages we have inside, we need to place a system, an environment. This environment is the mass media, internet, radio, television, newspapers, songs, theater, rumors on the street, hearsay about what people speak, what people yell. Everything is called an environment, and everything has to be, how shall I say, full of the force of arvut, of the necessity for arvut. Otherwise, we cannot stop. Otherwise, we're going to be lost. In all kinds of manners, nice, less nice, warning a little bit, and giving warmth on the other hand, you know, a little bit of drama, a little bit of humor, every way possible. We have to enter the internet. We have to take this means, this tool, and enter lots of data about it there. But all in all, I need for this to continuously influence me. As this guy said, what's his name? From Ashdod? He said, I come out after these 2 nice hours, I enter the outside world, and everything there behaves completely different, and I forgot what happened here. That should not happen. That must not happen. He has to constantly be under the brainwash, and I put it kind of harshly on purpose. Our brain is egoistical, so we have to keep receiving the new values at every moment. That's all we have to do. Now, how do we do it? We're going to start courses for educators, children and adults, in the whole of the internet, in everything that we do, in all the streets. We are now going to print newspapers. We need to constantly, as you say, speak for 24 hours. That's good. That's, I mean, how else? If anybody is able, please come and join us. Go ahead. No, I think I want to give a nice example. Those who were in the 1,000 roundtable event, just by our friends from all over Israel coming there, each one tried to give the messages in his place. How the result of the whole evening was exactly our messages. There are many scientific studies that support that. The idea is quite simple. We are an educational organization that is disseminating the message of Arvut, like you can call it a virus that goes from one to the other. So our actions are not actions through, let's say, the hands and legs, which is mostly your question about how. But we saw that, well, it's nice that we have all these organizations and associations that are trying to solve local problems. It's like putting a plaster and handling some symptom. Our understanding is deeper and wiser. We understand that if we change the environment, as Ravan has explained, everything will change. Therefore, we work towards changing the environment. So, as Rav said, we'll have courses, home lectures, roundtables. Our women's organization is putting together a very serious program for using the female force, because we know how the women in the society are now the skeleton of the society. Mainly through those systems of education and media. Avihu can maybe speak about the project of the roundtables, where our friends are really entering a very, you know, involvement and connection to the local mayor or head of council, etc. We intend to intensify this activity in the coming days. Yes, only quickly, we very much want the female force to awaken and start coming out and to start expressing itself with respect towards the people of Israel. If in the wisdom of Kabbalah, for obvious reasons, it was more complicated, more difficult, today with the message of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's now becoming easier. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are more limitations. And it's harder for a person to understand this. I remember there were many lectures where people asked Rav, there was always this question that kept repeating, why do women not teach the wisdom of Kabbalah? So here you go. Now you have an opportunity that came from above in a different way to go and disseminate this message. That's one thing. Secondly, one moment. We want to create an environment. So we print We are about to print a very large number of newspapers that we would like to hand out to the people of Israel to pass the message. We're trying to create events that will happen in every city so that you indeed will be able afterwards to continue the momentum that will be formed in those round tables. Tomorrow we have such an event in the Cinematheque in Tel Aviv. We had such events in Zichron, Be'er Sheva, Karmiel. We're trying to organize such activities called round table. And in general, we want you to start taking an active part in the community of your city and become, as Rav said, an educational, known educational organization that takes part in all of these events and gradually disseminates this message of our connection, of Arvut, bonding, building an environment as the means for the solution, because our people is coming approaching situations that will be unpleasant, not simple. Only way to overcome them will be through the connection that we will disseminate. The 1,000 roundtable organization, for example, was a wonderful event. Friends from all over Israel came out, and in one evening, throughout 2 or 3 hours, managed to change the whole atmosphere. All of the messages that were there before, they simply changed the atmosphere simply through the force of the inner connection between us. This is the example that we need to take forward. I want to add another word, if you don't mind, about the how. I had a conversation with Rav about 4 or 6 weeks ago, and I drove him crazy. But how, until at the end he kind of explained to me that because what we are talking about is the development of man's consciousness and change in man's heart, you cannot tell him what he needs to do. You can only tell him, you can educate him, upgrade his self-perception and his perception of the others. When his perception will change, he'll feel out of himself what it means to be a considerate person. What does it mean to be a loving person? He won't need, you know, operational instructions. How shall I live? He'll live in a higher level, and out of that, he will operate. Next question. Sorry. I just want to add briefly that we certainly want to receive concrete suggestions for activities. There's a representative in every group that is working with us. We have an email, info@arvut.org. You can send every suggestion you have, any concrete suggestions for activities, home lectures, everything you think we can realize, please go ahead and send it. We treat all of these suggestions very seriously. Work through the representatives that we have in the different groups who are in touch with us. Thank you. More? Hello, I'm Tal from Tel Aviv. My question is the following. We are witnessing today great differences that are taking place in the world, economically, socially, politically, that will enter the books of history. We see countries going into bankruptcy. We're seeing dictatorships collapse. We're seeing natural disasters. We're seeing a destruction of infrastructures, of faiths, of ways of thinking, of ways of behaving. I wanted to know, is the economical crisis, for example, unstoppable, looking at the level of awareness that is today, that exists today? And what am I supposed to do in terms of my daily behavior as an individual? You want to make me into a financial advisor? All right. In the plan of creation of nature, it is to bring us into a balanced consumption. A balanced consumption, as Bala Sulam says in the article Peace in the World, is when the force of reception and the force of giving will be equal and will work in harmony and in mutuality. This means that everyone will receive and everyone will give exactly what he needs for his existence, and no more like the inanimate, vegetative and animate in nature. Also a man who is part of the animate. We need to exist in such a way. I don't need more than that for my body and for my environment. Only what I need for my sustenance. What do we mean by necessity? If my head is in the clouds, how much do I need for my body in order to live normally? Certainly I need an apartment, a wife, children, education, vacations, pension, HMO, health insurance, all of those things, certainly I need them. I have to eat and rest. But how much of these do I need? If my head is there in the Arvut, let's say. This is called balanced consumption. Nature will push us to that through bad or good. This is our future, whether we want to or not. Therefore, now, this entire system that we could have managed before, let's say, through money, is kind of evading, escaping us, the system of economy. There will be many people in the streets who will be unemployed. There will be many shatterings, many bankruptcies. Because every business that is now producing something which is not needed, meaning not towards necessity, not towards a balanced consumption, will cease to exist. I cannot say when, in what pace, in what order these businesses will fall, but certainly this will happen. And this will happen either by people, in short, there'll be less money, let's put it simply. Now, what will be? What will happen? People will work less hours. They'll have more freedom from work. Truly, out of lack of choice and also according to their desire for a new education, they'll happily take only what they need in order to exist. In return to the rest of the hours, they will be engaged in building the society from mutual arvut. We can see already an inclination towards that. It won't help us trying to escape. Nature is simply leading us like sheep into such a system. As much as we want to accept it, as much as we build a system of Arvut, let us hope that during this year, which was declared the year of Arvut in Israel, let us hope that it will succeed, because through this we truly open the gates of the world. So let's do it. I think that with this... Okay, last question, please. Hello, Hagar from Chadera. Regarding the movement of Arvut and the message that we want to disseminate to the people, I'm actually coming from the opposite direction. The word Arvut has something that is, I think, really putting me off. I'm willing to be a guarantor for somebody who is my friend, but not for somebody who wants things differently than I do. Let's say left wing, right wing, secular versus religious. Why not use the definition of all of Israel of friends? Because our food is a consequence of being friends, but it doesn't precede being friends. Because being friends, friendship is not obligating. Friendship is not? Yes. Bala Sulam called this article the article of Arvut, mutual guarantee. He brings this word, as the name for the type of connection we should have. In English, it actually sounds even worse in other languages, guarantee. In Hebrew, there is some mitigation, sweetening. But it's true, it's also what I heard in the United States. I don't know how to call it. I mean, for the meanwhile, maybe we need to use a different word and then switch to Arvut. We hope that the people will understand that here there is an obligation, a mutual obligation, which is forcing from the side of nature, and it's obligating us, that's true, out of lack of choice, to enter this state of Arvut on the one hand, but on the other hand, through this, we acquire a new world. We have no choice. I don't know. I mean, go ahead. You can suggest other words, and we'll put them behind the word Arvut. Actually, not too far from the stock market, I saw a huge sign saying the people are thirsty for Arvut. It's a sign, of course, that was put up by the Arvut movement. I just want to add, we have a dear friend called Rami Yaniv. A year ago, he made stickers for all the friends. He made stickers of Arvut Now and said, let's go out of the message of Arvut. We all looked at him as though he just fell from the sky. We said, people are going to think about bankers, you know, Arvut in the bank. And he said, okay, I'll keep silent. I'll keep quiet. And even a month and a half when we spoke about it, most of the friends said, what, Arvut? What's that? And I think 2 weeks ago we had a conversation following the work that we all did together. And suddenly people were sending us all these stories, and people were coming and saying, everybody's now saying, Arvut, Arvut, do something. Soon they're going to take that concept from us. All the stories in the newspaper are going to say Arvut. And, you know, so everything is changing very quickly, as Rav said. All right, friends, before we move into our dessert, the cultural program, we want to speak about one thing which is very important. Tonight was kind of a quick taste out of the new process that we're in. But in December, we're going to have an international gathering, 3 days. 9,000 people from Israel and all over the world. We will be there together. Let's see a short clip that will open up our hearts towards that huge event. השחקן המרכזי צעצוע אנושי המפתח על גבי מי עומד מלפנים ומאחור מחפש את המקור מי לוחץ על הכפתור In 2.5 months, we'll be back together with one intention, the whole world. 6th to 8th of December 2011 in Tel Aviv. All right, friends, I want your intention for a minute. We are just before a holiday. And for the holiday, we prepared a little present outside that you can take with you and give the friends, give the people you love. We have a special disc for Rosh Hashanah of Arkady and the friends. It's called the Sipurei Saba, the grandfather stories. It's something incredible. You have kits of books, so people give people a present that has a value. Rav says that everybody should have a book. And I want Rav Lightman, before we start the show that is being organized behind us, I want Rav Lightman to talk about, you know, talk about the upcoming convention we're going to have, the new year. I don't know what we can add. We are really preparing for the huge convention. We're hoping for many people to come from the world Kli, even though it's not so simple today. And to be there for 3 days under such a tremendous influence as we plan, that influence of the environment over us, I think this is a strike that everybody should receive in order to kind of, for this to push him outside of his ego, and he'll jump out. So, let's enter this, let's prepare. Happy New Year. A Happy New Year. Let us build the system of Aravut that will pressure us and then we'll come out of our ego. This is called being born. Have a good year. A year of birth, of spiritual birth. Thank you very much.